Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Tzarat, the spiritual affliction that we learn so much about in the Torah portions of Tazria and Metzora, has many and varied manifestations. It can appear in various places on the body, on clothing, or even on a house. Given the complexity of these laws, some scholarly investment is required in order to determine whether a given lesion or sore is actually tzarat. So we read, quote, "When you have come to the land of Canaan that I am giving to you as an inheritance, and I put a plague of tzarat on the land of your possession, then the one who owns that house will go and tell the Kohen, saying, Kinega nir'ali babayit. It seems to me as though a plague is on this house." Rashi points out that this is actually an absolute rule. Only a Kohen can declare a case of tzarat. Thus, even the greatest tzarat expert in the world cannot make a determination of tzarat unless also a Kohen. In Rashi's words, "It seems to me as though a plague is on this house." Even if he is a scholar who knows it is certainly a plague, he must not express himself unequivocally and say, "It appears to be a plague." Rather, "It appears like a plague." Kinega. Some stupendous humility may be called upon in such case. Perhaps the teacher of all the priests is not a priest. Then that teacher will never be able to declare tzarat, though his students could. The law of tzarat declaration here introduces us to an interesting dichotomy: authority versus expertise. In general, we like to seek expertise in life. We want the best doctor, the best mechanic, the best lawyer. In theory, all we seek is expertise. Yet we know, if we are honest with ourselves, that it is very hard to be certain that we have actually found an expert. And so we rely on authority-granting institutions in helping us determine who can work in a hospital or a law firm. Likewise, we wish that every parent in the world was an expert in parenting. Yet, for both moral and humane reasons, we do not run to oust parents from the authoritative roles they play in regards to their children. Expertise is not our only criterion. We seek authority as well. Who has been empowered to raise this child? Who has been recognized as a reliable medical doctor? Who can make decisions on behalf of the city? Surely it cannot be everyone, all at the same time. And we cannot do a new test every morning to make sure that the smartest person in town is the mayor for the day. Nothing would ever get done. We sacrifice expertise and the certainty of expertise for a host of reasons. This is not the place to discuss and describe exactly why the Torah invests Kohanim with the authority to make certain decisions and act on our behalf in the temple. For now, we wish only to emphasize one thing. We must humbly recognize that we seek not only expertise in life, but that we rely also on investing others with great authority. Though they are not, and will never be, perfect, we put our children in daycare and day school, we send our money to the local government, and we rely on volunteer officers of the Federation and other communal institutions. In all these cases, we cannot seek perfection, but rather we must accept that someone else now watches our children, decides how to use our dollars, where to send our check for charity. Part of life is living with others, accepting imperfection, letting coexistence, cooperation, and space for others create a healthy tension with the need for expertise. Indeed, the tzarat expert does not actually need the Kohen, at least in theory. Yet the Torah demands that a Kohen come, just as life demands that we all live together, rely on each other, and live without perfection. Ironically, it is this acceptance of the less than perfect that allows us to look beyond ourselves and to join in something greater than ourselves. This kind of humility and reliance on others is what creates community and, indeed, the peoplehood. That sense of peoplehood that we cherish so deeply. For all of our imperfections, we are one people, and all that we do together. Our lives are more moral and much richer for it. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please share this episode with a friend or leave a review if you enjoyed it. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. Please come, daven, learn, and join us in shul. We'd love to see you.